Good morning. Yeah, I bet you don't feel great. No, you look fine. The 3 a.m. text was kind of an interruption of my sleep, so if I look a little tired, that's probably why. Mm-hmm, that's why I'm here. Yes, you drunk texted several times over the course of the night. Started about 11 and then kept going. Finally, about 3 a.m., I got a little concerned. That's why I'm here. Well, when someone tells me that they don't know where they are and that they're so lonely they could cry and they're not sure if they should just go and hook up with some rando to make it go away, I know. Just because we're not together anymore doesn't mean I don't worry about you. And those texts make me worry more because alcohol's never a good thing when you feel like that. Do you want some coffee? Okay. There's water beside the bed there. We'll wait on the coffee until you can process a little bit more. Although, to be fair, coffee helps. What do you mean, why am I here? I told you. You had me worried. Well, I didn't want you going out and doing something stupid, which you've done before. I do care. Of course I care. Just because you break up with someone doesn't mean... Okay, I'm not having this conversation while you're still semi-shit-faced. And hungover is still semi-shit-faced. Let's be honest. Well, I'm not just gonna leave until I know you're okay. That's bullshit. I grabbed a couple hours on the couch. After I made sure that you weren't going to throw up and have issues with that. Lovely, by the way. Yeah, you knew I was here, sort of. Oh yeah, it was priceless. I wish I had filmed it. If I hadn't been so busy trying to keep your ass off the floor, I probably would have grabbed my phone. Oh, at one point, you saw me and you decided you were going to take your pants off because you thought that's what I was here for. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how the evening started. The original texts when you were just semi-pissed? Yeah, they were a booty call. And you were told in no uncertain terms to go fuck yourself. And then when I was here, you somehow remembered that and thought that that's why I showed up. Trying to get your pants off over your head was priceless, by the way. Not an image I'm going to forget anytime soon. Of course, I'm not going to tell anybody. Why would I tell someone that? I'm not an asshole. It wasn't me that had that trait in our relationship, remember? Yeah. Anyway. You did that, and then you decided at one point you wanted to cook, because when we were together, you never made me food. I always made you food. So you decided that out of some weird attempt at reconciliation, you were going to make me some sort of breakfast food. There was eggs everywhere. Mm-hmm. No, I cleaned it up. It's fine. I wasn't going to leave eggs all over your kitchen, but really? Watching you try to hit the bowl when you were cracking them was fun, though. I don't know what you thought you were doing. There was eggs and baking powder and some leftover Chinese food out of the fridge that smelled like it had been there a little too long. I don't know what was going on with that, but you thought it was the perfect ingredient. I had to stop you from actually eating it because I knew you were going to vomit anyway. Didn't think that would help. Oh, yeah, you had a great night. It's fine. I'm just glad you're okay. Yeah, you hit the bottle pretty hard with several bottles. I think there was some cans in there too. You want to tell me why? You're not typically an overindulgent drinker. You wanna share or talk about something? One time deal. And you're still not in great shape, so you probably won't even remember this conversation later, but it might help to get it off your chest. I was hoping that was not going to be what you said, but okay. Thank you for being honest. It's also part of the reason I came. Because I was worried about that. I know what yesterday was. Or what it was supposed to be. Anniversaries are not easy. Even when it's been a while. It wasn't easy for me either. But, well, I handled it a little differently. I put a dent in my credit card. You put a dent in your liver. We cope differently, it's fine. I know. Who did you even go drinking with? I mean, there was nobody when I found you. It was just you. Ugh, please tell me you don't still hang out with that fucking idiot. Okay, good. One off, that, yeah. Yeah, you want to do something stupid, he's the guy you call. Good job. Let me guess, he hooked up with some rando at the bar. Mm-hmm. Really? Oh, he tapped out before you did. Well, that tells you what shape you were in. Okay, well, are you going to be okay? Because I've made sure you're going to live and not do something completely dumb and dangerous. So I think I'm going to head home. There's coffee in the kitchen and not eggs everywhere. And your pants came off the right way, so you're in your pajamas. Well, sort of. You're welcome. It's okay. I'll see you around. What? Do you think that's the best idea? Breakfast is probably not a good idea. First of all, because you're not going to be able to keep it down. And second of all, because it's just not. We broke up for a reason, and we decided not to be friends for a reason. And I don't know that those reasons have changed. So, probably just best that I go. Okay, we're going to talk about this. Okay, are you sure you want to talk about this when you're in this shape? Okay, all right. I'm here. I'm... Can't get any weirder than this. I know it's been hard. It's not a picnic for me either. I mean, yeah, I'm the one who ended it, but that doesn't mean it was easy. Okay. Yeah, we're different. We are night and day different. Like, we're oil and water different. The only thing that ever really worked was the thing that you can't really base a relationship on. Even though we tried. God knows we tried. I took things too seriously, and you didn't take things seriously enough. And you would think that would mean we could meet in the middle somewhere, but it didn't happen. So, it's just best that we not... Ugh, I have not had enough coffee for this. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. Mm-mm. I know what you're doing. And I also know you smell like a distillery right now. So don't do that. No, you actually don't, because I had to put your ass in the shower last night, which was also fun, by the way. That's why you're in your pajamas. Yeah. Dude, you have no idea. Yeah, I had to put you in the shower because you had a little incident with a whiskey bottle that ended up everywhere, and you did smell like a distillery at that point. So we got you clean, so you don't stink. Why is it even when we're having a serious and strange conversation, we can still chuckle like this? Probably because you were making a drunken idiot out of yourself, but that aside. Yeah. It always was easy, until it wasn't. Okay. I did the decent thing, and I helped you out. And I don't want it to be a thing, okay? I don't want it to be weird. I don't want it to be more than that. It can't be. What good does it do to tell you that? What, honestly, stop for a second. What good does it do for me to say that to you? What good did it do right now for you to tell me that you miss me? Does it help? No, it just makes things worse. If I say it back, that doesn't change anything. You know what I like about drunk you? I'm gonna just be honest. Do you know what I really like about drunk you? You can relax. And before you got so drunk that you started cooking with bad Chinese food, you were in that place where you're just drunk enough to be uninhibited, but not so drunk that you can't, you know, function. It's not a place you should be very often because it's a little scary sometimes, but at least then the walls come down and you can be real. You can be you. You don't have to put up the party guy, take nothing seriously exterior, which was always the problem. And until you're ready to learn how to do that sober, I can't. You don't drink very often, so that guy doesn't come out very often. But when he does, it reminds me of what you actually are capable of. And that's really horrible because alcohol should never do that. But I know he's in there. I know that when you actually want to, and you actually get out of your own way, you can let yourself be real and take things seriously. But you just haven't got there yet. So that was a really long way of saying, no, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to say it back. And it's probably best that you don't say it again. Okay? We are too different. I know. I know who you were seeing before me. Why? Oh God, not enough coffee. Okay. Yeah, I know how bad it got. And I know that's why. At least that's what you tell me. But that doesn't change anything with us. I never once gave you reason not to open up. You did that on your own. You think my past was all sunshine and roses? It wasn't. Look, this isn't going anywhere. I have to go. Take care of yourself, okay? And please don't text me when you're drinking. Just don't. text somebody else. Or don't text at all. Take your phone away. It's probably a better idea. What are you doing? Why are you getting up? Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You good? You're a little wobbly. Worries me a bit. Don't. Just don't. Don't. Let go. Take your hands off my face. Please. That was not something I wanted to do, like at all. All right. This is probably the worst idea ever, but one time, because you smell so good, and I forgot how great a kisser you are.